Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. This summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at UnitedWeSteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Well, cash cattle trade appears to have turned a bullish corner midweek with increased price levels developing in all areas. Fed Cattle Exchange posted limited volume in sales yesterday, but the fact that prices moved $3 to $4 higher on cattle that sold seemed to set the tone for the rest of the markets, which developed later in the day. Cash cattle trade was $103 to $104 here in our part of the country yesterday. Now, the hog futures have stabilized through the second half the week, with trades returning the focus to fundamental market factors such as cash hog trade, export sales, and pork values. The midday rally in pork cutout values was a breath of fresh air, but traders looking for a string of firm gains before getting too excited, as the choppy movement in pork values has added uncertainty to the entire market over the last couple of weeks. Traders look to at the recent gains in pork cutout prices with some skepticism, as strong rallies are nice, but unless traders can consistently build on these higher prices and maintain the upward price momentum, the gains are less credible. On the grains, September Kansas City wheat's trading up 3 cents early today, getting some bullish influence from corn, but also looking at a two-week forecast that's dry for the southwestern U.S. plains. Conditions in Oklahoma and Kansas benefited from recent rains, but will need to maintain good planting conditions next month as drought remains a problem in Colorado and West Texas. December corn is up 4 3/4 cents early today, supported by a forecast that turns much drier for the 2 weeks following Friday for most of the central U.S. That's especially grim news for western Iowa, where extreme drought conditions prevail, and the state was hit by a rare windstorm on Monday. November soybeans are up 7 3/4 cents early, trading higher a second day with help from a drier forecast from the central U.S. Thursday morning's weather map shows rain in northern Wisconsin and northeastern Oklahoma, with chances for more in Minnesota and the southeastern U.S. through Friday. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures, August live cattle up $1.70, 106.35 yesterday, October up 127, 109.57, August feeder cattle up 75 cents, 145.25, September up 132, 147.95, October down 22 cents at 51.60. Kansas City wheat, September up 1 cent, 417 3/4. December's up 3/4 at 429. Chicago wheat, September down 3 3/4, 491 1/4. December was down 3 3/4 at $5. September corn up 3 cents, 314 1/2. December up 3 3/4 at 327 1/4. September soybeans up 10 cents, 880 1/2. November up 9 1/2, 883. And December cotton down 129, 6220.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.